yourself.
It is 7 minutes after the hour, another hour of the Good Day Weekend program. This time, the focus is on your health from the food point of view. And Phil Lemper, the supermarket guru, is brought to you by Bumblebee Tuna. Tuna.
Tuna. Tuna. T-U-N-A.
T-U-N-A. Eat healthier. Get more fish into your diet with Bumblebee for great tasting recipes that make your lunch or dinner simple, affordable, and nutritious. Visit bumblebee.com. Didn't I suggest in one of our recent conversations that we ought to try a tuna fish and egg for breakfast?
Yes, you did, and it went on deaf ears.
It did. I thought probably it did.
But I have news for you. You don't
news.
Even know about this.
What?
Exciting news. What we're going to be able to do is every Saturday right here give a preview for people of what's going to be in their Sunday newspaper supplements for coupons.
Really?
Yeah, I'm now starting to get this every Friday.
Right.
And we will be able to announce it first, what's going to be in the coupon supplements in your newspapers, so you know how to save money. You don't have to go dumpster diving. You don't have to watch extreme
really?
Couponing, but just save money.
That'll upset Roberta Fasanelli, who is the queen of cheap, because she's a big dumpster diver.
I know.
Sunday coupons. Okay. So every weekend from now on, yep, we're going to announce what the Sunday coupons are, and so this is national stuff for the this. Yeah. These coupons often would be usable in any of the stores, right? No matter
Absolutely.
What.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
Absolutely.
So what's an example of that? Let's get started.
Okay.
With
so I'm going to tell you which ones are going to hit Sunday's newspapers. First of all, $3 off Abrevia. I don't even know what Abrevia is. I don't. I'm sorry.
I don't either. Let me do a Google on it while you're doing
50 cents off Whisk laundry detergent.
Yeah.
Nature's Bounty, $2 off. Garnier hair stuff, shampoo, $2 off. Breathe Right, $1.50 off. Super Pretzel, 50 cents off. Schick Hydro Razor, $2 off. And Schick Hydro Refill, $2 off. So those are the national coupons.
All right. Abrevia, let's see. It's a pharmaceutical, it looks like.
Yeah?
It's a cold sore treatment.
Oh. I don't have cold sores. You don't have cold sores.
No, but it's a fast healing, so they say on their website, a fast healing cold sore treatment. It treats things like herpes, that sort of thing.
Okay.
Which is a problem for a lot of people. And once you get herpes, you don't ever lose it. It's in your body, and so it's bound to show up. And it's embarrassing sometimes, that sort of stuff. It doesn't have the same kind of stigma attached to it as it did when you and I were kids, though. Right. You heard people had herpes.
When I was a kid, nobody had herpes.
Oh, are you kidding? Come on.
Oh, no.
You're not. You've come on.
No, maybe in college, but not when I was a kid.
Well, you were a kid when you were in college.
No.
Sure.
I was already an old guy.
Oh, really? Mature. And did you have a beard in college?
I grew a mustache when I went off to college.
Yeah.
So I've had my mustache forever.
Ever.
And I've never shaved it. Not
never.
Once.
Never. Really?
No.
I had I grew a beard when I was in my freshman year at Heidelberg. And I came home at Thanksgiving, and my mother said, "Are you hungry?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "Well, as soon as you shave, you get something to eat."
Well, the interesting thing is for me, both of my grandfathers had mustaches.
Ah.
And so I grew a mustache.
Yeah.
And, you know, I came home from college. I guess it was Thanksgiving the first time I had my mustache.
Yeah.
You know, and my father was very upset, you know, grew a mustache. And I said, "Hello, you know, your father had a mustache. My mother's father had a mustache. What's up?" So,
and then he said,
still have it.
Yeah, right. It looks
he
good.
He always used to threaten to shave it off when I was asleep, but he never did.
If you've seen, and who hasn't seen Phil on television in his many appearances on the Today Show, the Good Morning America program, On the View, his PBS specials, Food Sense, so you know he's a dapper-looking fellow. He has the credit. He looks like he has credibility. You sound like you have credibility. You look like you have credibility. So therefore, you have credibility. That's the way it works.
You. Hopefully I've got a little substance to
the Supermarket Guru. You might want to go to supermarketguru.com and sign up for the daily news flash, one of the many services. And you're doing a daily video blog as well, are you not?
Yes. What happens is three times a week we do a trend report.
Yeah.
Then one day a week we do our new product hits and misses. And then one day a week we do something called Food News Today, which is all kind of interesting food news. For example, yesterday's was talking to a college professor who has developed a food fryer that fries food based on its own fat. You don't have to add any fat to it.
Really?
Also, what else did we do? Oh, all about vitamin D,
yep.
Which was important.
Very important. Yep.
And then there was something else. And
you
I
had
forgot.
A blog on, we carry a lot of the information you have in a better living box that we have at DougStephan.com. We every day bring something different, details on various things that you have at your website. And I noticed this week we had, one of the blogs we had was one of my faves. I hope you thought of me when you wrote on the value of buying local produce. This
Absolutely.
Is the from the top of the scale. Yesterday, I had a couple of women come to my farm, and they want to do a they're doing a boot camp for men and for women. Every morning at 5:45, they want to show up and do exercises and stuff on the lawns and around the farm and the pastures.
Oh.
And these women are not only disciples of that, but they were all over the fact that I'm selling local dairy products because they want everybody to know about local produce, local, 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 and that's where it's going. So how do the big supermarket chains that you study all the time, do they really have local stuff or are they just faking it?
Well, both. To be honest with you, yeah, I was over at Whole Foods. Whole Foods, they've done something very interesting. They've actually taken buyers or merchandisers and given them a new job, which is called local forager.
Really?
And these people, and one per division, so there's 11 Whole Foods divisions, their job is to go out there, not only find local food, but also help the producers. Now, they can help them in a variety of ways. Obviously, buying their products helps them, but also they will lend them money, and I think it's at like 0% interest, or even give them a grant to help them. So, yes, supermarkets are really out there. Walmart, is doing the same thing where they're helping local. Everybody is all about local.
Yeah.
And, in fact, the story that you're talking about is that the California legislator has passed a resolution naming Sundays Eat Local Day.
Really?
So, yeah, in California, Sunday's the time to eat local day. I think we need to eat local every day of the week, not just Sundays.
Let's pass a new resolution.
Exactly. But, it's good. We're finally getting there. And when you eat local, basically what's happening is you're eating foods that were produced closer to where you live, which means more nutrients and more flavor. And also, frankly, you're supporting local farmers, which is so important.
Yep, it sure is. No question about that. All right. So you can join us at 800-510-8255. With comments about the items of interest. We are going to meet two people, as we usually do, special folks who have a special message. Who are those folks today?
Well, first up, you don't know this because you haven't been in school for a long time, but this is National School Lunch Week.
I'm a well-informed fellow, so I did know that. But
oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah,
well,
right.
Okay. This is National School Lunch Week. Peggy Lawrence, who's the Director of School Nutrition at the Rockdale County Public Schools in Georgia, is going to be with us. And then Lisa Lowen, who is called Hungry Girl, is going to be with us. She has a new book out called Supermarket Survival Guide. And both of them are going to talk to us about what's going on.
Isn't there a song, Hungry Girl?
No.
Huh.
No, there is no such thing.
Hungry Eyes.
No.
We could maybe change it around a little bit.
Something.
Just for,
something. The big news of the week
is that
Apple has released the iCloud and the OS, whatever number it is now available for the Mac and the iPad and the iPhone and so on. So yesterday I spent probably 4 hours without any computers because it had to update everything.
Really? Right. So now, but this is, how does this help shoppers?
Well, you know, it does, because the big trend that's going on around the country is supermarkets are getting rid of self-checkout. Really? And with that, you know, I've gotten a lot of calls from a lot of media. What's going on? What's next? And so on. You know, they're getting rid of self-checkout for two basic reasons. Number one is our mobile device can check you out. It's easy. We trust it more and so on. And also, the new GS1 barcode comes out in 2 years. So you look at a UPC code, those, you know, vertical lines that are 10 digits, that's moving to 20 digits, and all the front-end equipment, you know, the check stands and so on, can't deal with the new barcode. So supermarkets are looking and saying, am I going to spend hundreds of millions of dollars for new equipment, or am I just going to let people check out with their cell phones? And in fact, Stop and Shop this past week started a pilot program where people can just check out with their mobile phones.
How the heck how you keep
Android
people
from, or whatever else? It's great.
How do you keep people from stealing? If you're checking yourself out, how do you do that? Where do you go to check yourself out?
Have people steal. What you want to do is you want to minimize that. And all the beta tests, people, you know, really aren't stealing all that much.
Yeah, but how does it? You got to have a smartphone first of all.
Right.
No question about that.
Which like 60% of Americans have.
Yeah. Not me.
Not you. Well, yeah. you have a good day phone.
I do have a good day phone. Do you use the smartphone every time you pick something up on the shelf? You put it into the phone? Yep. You just do it that way?
Yeah, but also you
then
get
how do
more
you pay?
Things. No, you get more things than that. You can get coupons for that product when you scan it.
Wow.
You can get recipes. You can find out where, you know, you could scan a barcode on a piece of fish. You can find out the name of the boat that it was caught on, the name of the captain, when it was caught, when it was processed. You know, we're really moving into a whole new era when it comes to food about information, which is great.
Yeah. Well, maybe too much information for some. All right, in a moment, we meet Peggy Lawrence here on the Good Day Weekend program. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, on the air.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, as combat wounded Purple Heart recipients, are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order for Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFood storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid. The matches are safe inside and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
Peas, we like those fresh peas. We are interested
in... I'm not a pea person.
Oh, I love peas.
Really?
I grow peas in my garden.
I love string beans, but
there's a funny consider like peach fuzz on the outside of beans that bug me. But peas,
really?
Either in the pod or out of the pod. Lentils are great.
I love lentils.
Soy, yep. Edamame, that stuff. Yep. Oh, and it's very, very good for you, too, by the way.
Absolutely.
So, your mother,
you know, the more produce that we can consume, you know, Doug, here's what angers me.
Uh-huh.
We know for a fact from science that if we eat more fruits and vegetables, we will be healthier.
Yep.
We know that.
Yep.
For 30 years, 40
every
years,
week you
whatever.
Find study after study suggesting that.
Oh, yep. My God. And yep. Yet we don't. The average consumer is just over 3 servings a day of produce.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens, and again, this has gone on for the past 20 years, you have all these associations that are out there, the Produce Marketing Association, United Fresh Fruit, they spend tens of millions of dollars printing posters saying 5 a day and hanging them all over the place, thinking that, you know, if we just see a poster that says 5 a day, we're going to consume more. That doesn't work after tens of millions of dollars. So what do they then do? They then print up more posters that say 9 a day.
Yeah.
We couldn't get from 3 to 5. Now there are posters that say 9 a day.
It is frustrating, crazy stuff. All right, let's meet Peggy Lawrence, who's the director of school nutrition in the Rockdale County Public Schools down in Georgia. Ms. Lawrence, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
All right,
good
so
morning, Peggy.
Phil's going to tell us all about
national
school.
I guess we need the 101. Doug and I were talking before, it's National School Lunch Week. What's that all about?
Well, basically, National School Lunch Week is a time when we celebrate kind of the importance of school meals and the role they play in education. So kind of the whole idea of hungry children can't learn.
So, you know, I guess when we take a look at school lunch, a lot has been talked about for the past 2 or 3 years. We've got Jamie Oliver out there,
yes,
who's trying to redo it. We've got a lot of folks like yourself who are really under pressure where you're getting, you know, a buck a day to feed, you know,
right,
a nutritious lunch to be able to make it local and to make it fresh and so on. You know, how are we doing when it really comes to making school lunch better?
Well, I can tell you, as you said, the effort's there. I mean, there's so many things going on. There's tons of effort on our part in the school meal industry. And there's a lot of people out there who think they can do our job better. But when it really the rubber meets the road, it's the child coming through the line and what he or she chooses to put on their plate. And so it's our job to make sure we're producing things that they want and that they'll eat so we don't end up with really healthy trash cans.
That's a great point. Now, you know, Doug decides...
Wait a second. Let's go back to that concept again. Those are words that I have never heard put together before. A really healthy trash can.
Well, think about it.
Yeah.
If the broccoli ends up in the trash.
Yep.
We can say all the right things. We can do all the right things. Our paperwork looks good. Yep. Sounds good on TV. And I can tell parents I'm serving this and that for their kids. But if they're not consuming it, what good is it doing?
It's helping the homeless who are cleaning out those garbage cans, hopefully. Healthier
I mean,
homeless people.
That's the challenge. Yeah, I mean, that's the challenge is to get the kids to eat it.
Yeah.
And like it and be excited about food, food that's good for them.
So how do you do that? How do you get them excited?
Well, therein lies the job security, I guess.
May I interject this for a second? Isn't it up to parents? If parents start their children out at the earliest ages, exposing them to broccoli or whatever else, they don't know from whatever else there may be around. They only know what they've gotten in their mouths, and as far as that goes, they accept it. And so isn't that the key?
Well, that's a huge piece of it as parents and being good examples as parents. But I can also tell you that I have two small children. My oldest eats breakfast and lunch every day in one of my schools, and he's a very picky eater. And I've done all the right things.
Because you're there.
No, I'm not there. I mean, I'm not at his school every day.
Yeah, but he knows that if he doesn't eat, whoever's in that school is going to call you up.
He knows he's got to eat breakfast and lunch.
Exactly.
And he does eat. He just doesn't eat necessarily exactly what I would choose for him. But it is interesting because now he will ask me for salad at home. Could never get him to eat salad, but he eats salad at school, and he sees kids eating salad, and now he wants salad at home. So in that case, I'm seeing some positive on the other side of it as a parent, which is pretty neat.
Where I was going before is, Doug is also a farmer besides being the top radio talk show host in America.
On the planet.
On the planet. No, in the universe.
In the universe. In the universe. Right, exactly.
But, Doug and I talk a lot about local and how supermarkets are trying to be local. Everybody's trying to be local. What about schools? Are schools trying to be local?
All right. Now we're going to answer that question in a moment. We have to pause for items of interest. Not as interesting as this, for sure. But we'll be back in a moment or two with Peggy Lawrence, the director of school nutrition in Georgia at the Rockdale County Public Schools. Local, how do we inject local food into the school lunch menu is Phil's question. Phil Leppert is the supermarket guru here on Good Day Weekend.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now back again at 33 minutes after the hour, 27 before the new hour with our supermarket guru visiting, talking as the co-host of this program. He focuses on the knowledge that most of you really, you desire. It isn't that you just need to have it. You want to have this information.
Want it, desire it, and need it.
Yeah.
Need it.
Right.
In today's environment, you know, I just took an analysis of the increases in price. Over the past 2 years, oh, my God, when we get done with Peggy, I'm going to give you some numbers that are going to blow you away on what the price of has gone up, whether it's meat or butter or any of these things in the past 2 years. Doug, we've got to, like, open up a food truck just to be able to afford food.
I know. I love that old Robert Hall jingle, and I put sort of things to it, different things, for example, like this. When the prices go up, up, up. And then I was thinking of the next lyric line to it.
Why are you thinking about that?
Why am I thinking about it? I don't know, because
you're scaring me.
I'm troubled by these prices going up the way they are.
Well, there's one product that has actually declined in price.
Which is?
9% over the past year.
Yeah?
What is it? All beef bologna.
Yeah, really? That's because nobody wants to buy it and trying to get rid of it. People are finally rising up to what goes on, processed foods loaded with listeria, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
And they can add more water to it or something, I don't know.
All right, so we're talking to Peggy Lawrence, who's the director of school nutrition in the Rockdale County Public Schools. Loath as I am not to complete the last question, which Phil asks, I am going to, if I may, just interject. Well, what we were just saying, Peggy, about processed foods and how bad they are, and then because Phil wants to concentrate on how you try to make the school lunch program more local, maybe the two of them go hand in hand.
Well, you're absolutely right. They do. It's amazing to me, growing up in the grocery business in a small town in southern Minnesota, which was very agricultural.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my own children and children I serve every day, they don't have a clue that food comes from farmers.
No, they don't.
You know, and so we've got some work to do.
Mm-hmm.
There's a disconnect there in our young people. And so, you know, there's been a big movement in the school nutrition industry to do the farm to school. to bring farm, you know, local products into our schools. Mm-hmm. And again, it sounds really great in theory. But then for me as the buyer, for, you know, we serve about 19,000 meals, breakfast, lunch, and snack a day. How do I find somebody? There aren't farmers in my area that can produce that kind of quantity. There aren't a lot of farmers even in my area. So we've done things like we're working with our produce purveyor to for them to work with farmers and to get those products to us. We feature at least one locally grown, regionally grown item in our schools every month. And I'm a big believer in serving it in the natural state as possible. Like we had zucchini. We serve it sliced with some low-fat ranch dip.
Mm-hmm.
Versus cooking it or something where they may not recognize it because they don't even know what zucchini is to start with, you know, fresh.
Yeah.
So, Peggy, so, how do we fix this? I mean, you mentioned parents. You mentioned that local is not available to you. We know the pressure that you're under from a financial standpoint. What do we really need to do? And I'm sure that every parent, you know, 19,000 parents are bombarding you. Oh, we want healthier food. We want tastier food. We want, you know, bigger portions, whatever. You know, how do we fix this problem?
Well, I think we're doing a lot of things to fix that, to move toward that. The farm to school program, the educating of our parents and our students, and getting our kids excited. We do a lot of scratch cooking in my district. We always have. So I'm a big believer in that, in what I call real food. So we make, you know, spaghetti sauce. We make that from scratch. We still bake our rolls from scratch.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, you must be unusual.
We are, I think. But when you do that, you maintain control. So I decide how much sodium goes in that spaghetti sauce or how much we can add wheat flour. Because we're making those ourselves, and you play with it because kids, you know, when we switched to whole wheat buns, I thought, oh dear, kids are going to come up and, you know, and say, oh, something happened to the buns. We had one child at one high school who said you overcooked the buns because they're a little more brown.
Out of 19,000.
And no one else said anything. So you know, you make changes like that. You try stuff. Some things work. Some things don't. If they don't work, you kind of drop back and punt and, you know, try something else and then maybe do an education piece with it. Because sometimes I think if we educate our kids too much, it's not a good move. You know, sometimes it's better to just put it out there and not make a big deal about it.
Hmm.
And let kids just accept that as that's what a bun looks like now.
Hmm.
I haven't had a kid in years now ask about buns because we just have always had wheat buns. So our kids don't know any different.
All right, so how do we make you the national director of school lunches?
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there doing a lot of good things.
Yeah, there are a lot of people, though, who are clueless. You know it, and I know it. And mostly they're
right.
At the federal level, and they have all of these pronouncements, oh, you got to do this, you got to do that, meaningless, nonsensical, stupid stuff that takes away from the work that people like you who have a brain are doing.
Well, I appreciate that.
No, I mean, it's true. It may sound a little blunt or it may sound amusing, but the more federal involvement you have in everything, the more things get screwed up because they want to give you stuff that, frankly, nobody else wants. The food program that you get from the FDA is a lot of surplus, you know, American cheese that isn't either American or cheese, that kind of stuff.
Well, and I will tell you, like, our commodity foods we get have come a long way.
Yeah.
And they're really very good products.
Uh-oh, now you're beginning to sound like a politician.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. But, I mean, really, and because we do a lot of scratch cooking,
mm-hmm.
you know, we get a lot of those things kind of in their more raw state.
Mm.
And so we can take them and turn it into, you know, something that we think's a good product that we're proud to serve.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
A lot of things going to it.
Yeah, you've done a nice job. I like you, Peggy. So,
well,
we start the Peggy
that.
Lawrence Fan Club. How do we do that?
Yes.
It's
really easy. Just send a dollar.
Send a dollar.
Yeah, really, send a dollar.
And we'll send you your Peggy Lawrence membership card.
Right. We'll send you a button with Peggy's picture on it. How do we?
And a membership card. You need the membership card as well.
Peggy,
definitely
thank you.
Need the card. Thank
nice
you so much. Have a great day.
Yeah.
Thanks.
She makes a lot of sense. The
absolutely.
Best line, though, is
You know, just think about what it takes to make 19,000 breakfast and lunch every day. And Peggy, let me look up. She has 7 schools that she has to manage with all this.
Yep. All right, good stuff. 800-510-8255. Fish is one of the healthiest, most inexpensive, and easiest things to prepare that you could find anywhere. Phil has another idea on how you can use some of the bumblebee buns.
All you do is
the
bumblebee tuna brands.
Yes.
Take the Bumblebee Sensations Tuna Medley Spicy Thai Chili, and
you put it on a hamburger bun. You messed up tuna there, too.
I know. Oh, yeah.
Tuna.
Put it on a hamburger bun.
Yum.
Maybe a piece of cheese.
How about the buns that Peggy was talking about? We ought to get those buns.
The whole wheat buns. Of course you do a whole wheat bun.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because also whole wheat, don't forget, fills you up more, so you eat less.
Yeah.
That's the thing about whole wheat pasta that I love.
Yeah.
I can have half the portion. It's more nutritious, and it fills me up faster.
So bumblebee tuna on whole wheat pasta sounds pretty yummy, actually.
Yes, as long as you don't mix it with scrambled eggs. That's still weird.
I'm still going to try that. No, I'm going to try it. I'll let you know.
So here's the recipe. Take a can of tuna, Bumblebee Sensations Tuna Medley Spicy Thai Chili. Peel off the foil lid. Scoop it into the center of a 10-inch flour tortilla. Use a whole wheat tortilla. Add shredded cheese, lettuce, and diced tomatoes, and voila. A nutritious dinner is served the quick and easy way. Tuna, don't forget, is high in omega-3s that are good for your heart, high in protein, and low in fat. Only takes minutes to prepare and is more affordable than takeout, where you have no idea what you're eating, nutritionally, calorie-wise, whatever else. Bumblebee Sensation Seasoned Tuna Medleys are available in 3 delicious varieties. Easy way to get more fish into your diet affordably without the preparation or the hassle. For other convenient products like the Bumblebee Premium Albacore Pouch or more great-tasting recipes that do not include eggs, pay attention, Doug.
Yes.
That make your lunch or dinner simple, affordable, and nutritious, visit bumblebee.com.
Well, you see, what I was trying to do is put together the Bumblebee folks with the other people we've had helping
the egg board.
The egg board, right.
Yeah, but eggs and tuna do not go together. I'm sorry.
Really?
They don't.
Who are you to decide that? How do you come up with the...
Because that's what I do.
Oh, okay. Phil is now, he's replaced George W. Bush as the decider.
No, oh my God.
Phil,
anybody could have replaced you.
Right.
We don't even want to go there.
No, we don't want to go there.
You know, but
800.
Yeah. Come on.
That's what we all thought. Look what we got.
800. You're going to take over the country.
Yeah.
And it's all going to be about local. It's going to be about healthy food.
Yep.
Forget the war.
You're going to be the president. I'm going to be vice president.
No, I'd rather you be president.
Really?
Yeah, it's a much harder job.
I know. I take all that crap, and you'll have all the fun, like Joe Biden. He can say what he wants, and everybody laughs, and it's fine.
Exactly.
All right. I don't know if I want that. We'll have to negotiate this. 800-510-8255. We'll meet Lisa Lillian, who is the author of The Hungry Girl's Supermarket Survival Guide. Wow. This looks pretty cool. Hungry Girl. I'm always interested in meeting a hungry girl. Hungry, wholesome girl. That's around the corner here on Good Day Weekend with Phil Limbert, the supermarket guru.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Sometimes it's good to be chubby, like when it's Clinique bonus time at Macy's. Right now, a Clinique Chubby Stick is yours free with any purchase of $21.50 or more. It's the moisturizing lip balm everyone wants. Pick strawberry or melon. Each mouth-watering color comes with a sleek eyeshadow quad to match. In all, you'll take home $60 worth of our favorites free with any Clinique purchase of $21.50 or more. Don't miss Clinique Bonus at Macy's. It couldn't be sweeter. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
14 for the hour. Phil Limpert, the supermarket guru here. We have Lisa Lillian. What a great name. She ought to be an actress.
She Lisa. Was.
Was she an actress?
Well, yeah. Right, really? Lisa?
No, I was not an actress.
I hope that your middle initial is L.
I wish it was. Yeah. But, I could be one of Superman's girlfriends with my double L initials.
No, better yet, you could be Superwoman. That's never mind.
You're Superwoman.
Yeah.
No, Lisa has done a great job. For those people who might not be familiar with Lisa, she started a newsletter called Hungry Girl. How many years ago, Lisa?
That was back in 2004, so it's been a while.
That's really been focused on helping people who want to eat right, who want to lose weight, who want to be in shape, really cut through all the clutter. And really understand what to do, and she compares products that are high in fat with great tasting alternatives that are low in fat or calories or whatever else. She's written 5 or 6 books, all of which have been on the New York Times bestseller list. And this is a phenomenon. So, Doug, I want you to, have respect here.
I do have respect. Right, you didn't
so
think I had respect?
Hungry Girl and Hungry Doug.
You know what he's upset about, Lisa, is that I started to put Hungry Girl to music. Remember the song Hungry Eyes? I'm trying to remember who did that.
No, there is no song called Hungry.
Yes, there is.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, there is.
There?
Yes, there is.
Sing it.
Hungry Girl.
Lisa, you're killing
me. Matter
of
fact, Michael, find Hungry Eyes for us. Will you please? I got to prove this to Phil. That we have.
I love Doug. As everybody knows, the one thing that I don't want Doug to do, and I'll let him do anything, is sing.
Mm. Sound like some
Doug
of the women
really
that I date. They say the same thing.
That he has this fabulous voice. Doug feels in his heart he's the next Frank Sinatra, and he's not.
No. Who could be the next? Could be the next Hall and Oates.
No.
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 All right, so let's get to
William Hung. I don't know if you remember him from Idol. Nothing. Never mind.
Okay. So let's go to Supermarket Survival, which is your
and I don't even know you, Lisa.
Which is your newest book. I have it right in front of me, aisle by aisle, HG style. And, you know, my whole arena is supermarkets. And I love the dedication of your book. This book is dedicated, listen to this, Doug, to confused supermarket shoppers everywhere.
And that would be pretty much everybody.
And there's no question in my mind that, especially now, the average supermarket has over 50,000 products, you know, label claims all over the place, conflicting label claims all over the place. When you were starting to do the research for the book, what was probably the biggest surprise that you found?
You know, it's not that there were a lot of surprises that I found, but I do know for a fact that people don't read labels and they don't pay attention really to what's on the shelves.
You don't think people are doing more of that though now, Lisa?
You know what? They are absolutely doing more of that now, and I like to think that I've been helping, you know, people make those decisions since 2004 with the daily email, so they flip the labels around and, you know, the labels, they're starting to even make them slightly more clear. But I always encourage people, I always say knowledge is power, and I encourage people to pay attention. Because you'd be surprised how many people think they're making good choices at the supermarket and then they don't bother paying attention to what they're even getting or how many servings are in a package of something that looks like it's a single serving, but it really has 3 servings, things like that. And
I just want to build on something that you said, Lisa. First of all, I would disagree that I don't think that labels are getting clearer for people. I think that they're getting more confusing. I think that if we take a look at all these schemes that are out there, which, by the way, keeps, you know, your newsletter vibrant and growing, keeps our program vibrant and growing and everything that Doug and I do, you know, it's getting to be nonsense. And, you know, I just wrote a comment.
Hold that thought. Don't go away. Hold that thought. his column. That's where he left off. His column, Lisa Lillian, who's responsible for the best-selling Hungry Girl cookbooks, is here with us. Here it is. Listen to this.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
But I gotta tell you something,
Lisa
and Doug.
Yeah.
Who listens to music like I've never heard?
Are you kidding?
Like Michael Bolton or something.
Eric Carmen is
who
one
the
of
hell's
the.
Eric Carmen.
Look up. We do a Google search.
Eric Carmen.
Eric Carmen.
No.
Right? He did.
Rolling
he was the lead
Stones.
Voice of the Raspberries.
Oh.
And on
Raspberry.
His own, he had three or four big hits, just like this one, "Hungry."
Oh yeah, this was the big hit.
"Hungry Girl." Yes, it
was.
This
was the big hit. Yeah.
Lisa
could
attest
I believe
to that.
Lisa, you believe it? You have this album somewhere?
I do not have the album. But I am familiar with the song.
Yeah,
oh, come on,
I think it was
guys.
From like the early 90s
here.
Or something.
It was 88.
1988,
yeah.
Aerosmith. Have you ever heard of Aerosmith, Doug?
Of course I've heard of Aerosmith.
Okay, well,
kind of I was a disc jockey before I was a talk host.
Eric Carmen?
Eric Carmen was a big guy. Let's not get stuck on this.
I
Lisa Lillian, the author of
so
the Hungry Girl
the
cookbooks.
Point.
Yeah.
Here's the point that I want to make. That, you know, with all this front-of-package labeling crap, Guiding Stars, Nouvelle, the new thing that GMA and FMI are coming up with and so on. What I said, and I believe this, and I think Lisa does as well, is are we too lazy as shoppers and as Americans and intelligent people to turn around a package? Why does it have to be on the front of the package? Can't we just turn it around and look at the nutritional facts label that has everything that we need to know instead of all this junk that's on the front of the label?
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you. And, you know, the point I was trying to make is at least, at the very least, now some labels are saying how many calories something has for the whole package.
Right.
Whereas people would
Which
never
is what the
ever
law
do
should
that
have been
now.
To begin with.
Right. I agree with that. And unrealistic serving sizes also are, you know, it's very strange. Also, what people can get away with. I mean, I know my book doesn't really go into this, but there are many, you know, mom and pop companies that are creating foods that they're calling low in calories or low in fat, low in carbs, that if you bring it to a lab and have it tested, they're just not. They're just lying, flat out
Absolutely.
Lying.
Absolutely. I think you're right. And again, that's why this guidebook, for lack of a better word, is so important. So when you go up and down the aisles, you know exactly what it is. And in fact, you know, Doug, you don't have one in front of you, but you know, if I'm just looking at produce, and everybody, you know, believes that produce is good for us, we need to consume more, as Doug and I always talk about, you know, right here. You know, it tells you for green and red grapes, it's 100 calories and 1 gram of fiber per cup. How to consume them. Then we get into salsa. You know, which salsas are better for you, which are, you know, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that we need to know when we go up and down the aisles.
Yeah, and the book really goes into a lot of creative uses for these products also. I think people need to feel like there's a lot of options and they can be creative with the foods that they get instead of being stuck in a food rut. And I think this book is great for that as well.
My God. Yeah. You know, that's bingo. Light goes on again. Hello. After the lady we just had
that?
On.
That's a cowbell?
That's a cowbell, right?
Yeah. 49 is for you.
That's a better one. All right.
Eight,
so
49, meatless meatballs.
No.
Doug is a...
The garbage can is going to be healthy because we throw the broccoli away. Say what you just said again, Lisa.
No, it's about finding creative uses for the products. I mean, I'm a starch maniac, but I don't really eat pasta and I don't really eat a lot of potatoes because I would eat too many calories and they make me personally gain weight. So in the produce aisle, I have found ways to turn vegetables into starch substitutes. So I use butternut squash, you know, instead of a sweet potato, I make fries out of them, and I use spaghetti squash to make my faux pasta. And I'm telling you, it hits all those same buttons, it satisfies all the cravings, and that's what I love about this book. It's not just about, you know, here's the food that's there, it's how do you use it? How do you use it creatively?
But there was a phrase that you used before I rang the bell, and I knew that it rang a bell with me, and then I lost it myself. You remember, there was something you just said that really was one of the most important things that we've said today, and now it's gone. Anyway.
Oh, my, you know, who can keep track of all of the important things that I said?
Well,
exactly.
Now, one way.
Because, Doug, when you ring the cowbell, it clears our brain.
It did. It cleared everybody else. All right, so here's what we need to do. Send people to Lisa's website, which has to have something to do with Hungry Girl, like
HungryGirl.com.
Hungry-Girl.com. And the Hungry Girl cookbooks, Hungry Girl Supermarket Survival Guide, aisle by aisle, HG style. I kind of like that. I like having met you, and I hope that we'll be able to talk with you again, Lisa. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
Well, that's a great information today, Phil.
Yes.
Now, don't forget the Supermarket Guru website where you can sign up.
Eric Carm.
I'm trying to plug the Supermarket Guru.
Okay,
the hits and misses every day, the video, the blogs, all that stuff. You will be an educated consumer and shopper if you check out supermarketguru.com. Phil Lempert with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour on Good Day.